have for, you know, fires? I mean, do they ever have anything in their house for heat?
They just have kerosene stoves, gas, you know, kerosene stoves. I don't think any house in Key West has ever really had a fireplace.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen a fireplace around here at all?
Key West, no.
Okay, have you...
had wood stoves now. But I've never seen one, but I know they've had them.
Do they sell wood around here?
Not the kind for stoves, no. Or for fireplaces, no. Uh-uh.
Do you know much about fireplaces? Ever been around?
I've used one once. That's about it.
Okay.
And they have a chimney, and they have that, what is it, stoke up in there they have to open up? No, the draft. It's something, and you have to open up to make sure it has the right ventilation going up.
Okay. How about, do you know what they call the thing that you lay the wood on? Those metal on things?
Grade?
Yeah.
Metal?
Inside?
No, I know what they look like at home.
How about the hard space out in front on the floor, you know, the, right in front of it?
No. I'm sure I've heard it called something from movies and TV, but...
Oh, the front of an old-fashioned stove, you ever heard it?
No.
Homes where the...
Hot. Oh, the hearth. Hot. Oh. Hot. H-A-R-I?
How did you say
it? Isn't hearth hot? Something like that.
Okay.
You had to say it, I know what it is.
But. Whatever you heard. How about the shelf that's above it?
You know, mantelpiece.
Okay. And what do you call the you know, if you got a piece of wood about that long. What do you call it? What do you burn it first? What?
Burn logs. You're supposed to have, what is it? You put paper and some, wood chips down there, or very thin wood, or something other, to get it started, to get the logs going. Because I know you can't set fire to the logs straight off unless you soak them in something. And I don't think you'd do that. Because you'd smell the house up.
Okay. How about, what do you call the black stuff that forms inside the chimney?
Soot.
Okay, and the other stuff that forms underneath the...
ashes?
Yeah, that you have to empty out. Okay, how about... speaking of... make sure I got all those. All right, some, you know, like, you know, you say you have a story and a half, but some houses have, like, two stories in above the...
attic.
Okay, they have that. And then, some houses have a little room that's off the kitchen. Now you have one too, but some just a little room that you walk in, like a locker of some kind, where you put the canned goods.
Utility room, most people call them.
Yeah. Would you ever have just a little room where you might have stored canned goods or something?
I know what you're talking about, but I think that they have that up northern part.
Okay. No one around here that you knew of.
Storehouse, a storeroom.
Pantry.
Yeah. Cellars.
That's northern, right?
Yeah, that's not here.
No one that you know of here has a pantry.
Not that I've heard it called pantry. No, not a long time. I mean, you hear it from other places.
Okay. And speaking of daily housework, you might say after breakfast or something, a woman would do what?
Well, after breakfast, you wash the dishes, make up the bed, do the wash, sweep the house.
Okay. You might say... what would you call it? You know, if you were sweeping the floor, what would you be doing?
Sweeping.
Okay. And what do you call the thing that you do? You know, you
mop.
All right. And the one that you sweep the floor with?
Broom.
Okay. And years ago on Monday, you said they did the washing. They used to do the washing and then?
Ironing.
Okay. On Monday.
Not anymore, you don't.
If a door was open and you didn't want it that way, what would you tell someone to do?
Close the door. Shut the door.
Okay. And you say, you know, along the roof, those...
The gutter?
Yeah, that runs the water off. Is that what you call
gutter,
it?
Gutter, the alley.
What's the
drain.